Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to Imagine Golf, the daily three-minute bridge between where we all are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This week, U.S. Open week, we've invited multiple-time PGA Tour champion and U.S. Open legend, Rocco Mediate, to share his straight-talking insights on how to play the best golf of your life and have some fun along the way. Take it away, Rocco.
If you think about it, I get to play for the National Open against the best player, whether his leg was broken or not, we really have no idea, but I never noticed anything on Monday that made me think anything was wrong with him. But that's the professional in Tiger, though. Oh, he's hurt, so you could take advantage. Really? Can I? He's got the same score I did for 4 days. I can take advantage of what? You're talking about the best that ever played. There's no taking advantage. It's fairways and greens. That's all Monday was about. And I did that really good, really. And I actually did it all pretty good. He just did it a teeny bit better. And that's what makes the great players the great players. But I remember all everything that happened that day. I remember all the smells, the people, the scream. It was so loud between holes coming in, you had to hold your ears. I just took every shot to what was in front of me. You know, it's like the only thing I thought about Sunday night before the playoff was, can I put my ball in that first fairway? That's all I had in my mind. Nothing else. I didn't have any worries about 3, 6, 18, whatever. I was just, can I figure out how to put it in the first fairway and move forward? And that's all I've ever tried to do. I think that's all that anybody's ever really tried to do. But as far as getting into any type of, no, unfortunately, no. It was just a point, like I said, it's point A to point B. Can he stop me from doing what I do? No, only I could. Everyone's like, how did you perform like that? Well, do you think for the first 4 days were a lock? Of course it wasn't. Half to three quarters of a battle in a major is the crap on the outside. It's a circus. Everybody's watching. There's always more people. Golf courses are always harder. And then when you get that far into the event, it becomes, you know, your only solstice safety is on the golf course, is in between the ropes. It's like you couldn't wait to get between the ropes Monday because now we're all done with all this crap. Let's go play. And that's what we both, obviously, any player wants that. We all feel the same way, I think. The ropes, inside the ropes is our quiet place, basically, believe it or not, compared to all the crazy stuff going on the outside. You know, all the interviews and stuff. Oh, my God, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get killed. You're going to get destroyed. Well, no, actually, I'm not at all. I believe that totally. So, and you listen to these idiots trying to make sense of it all, acting like they know what they're talking about when they've never hit a shot that mattered. No chance to survive today. He has no prayer. Really? I have no prayer. See, those, I fed off that stuff. I love it when people say you can't. And a lot of guys do. Say you can't do something. I'm like, I'm going to get destroyed. Who do you think you've been watching for 4 days? Who do you think you've been watching? You think this is an accident? So you're saying I just shouldn't even come. Should I just give him my, you know what, Tiger? I'm done. They tell me I got no chance. Take my clubs. I quit. Just take the trophy. I'll take second. Stupidity. Because you're never done until you're done. So I use that as food. I use that as food. Totally. Totally. And they know who they are. They were right, but not, I did lose, but not because of the stupid reasons they said. That's what I'm most happy with, is I took their garbage and used it for fuel. I'd still do.
We all experience first tee jitters, but we can use those jitters as motivation. Focus on making the first fairway your number one goal. Not winning, not shooting a great round, just hitting that first fairway. Like Rocco, finding that first fairway can help you relax and settle into your round. That's all for today. Tomorrow, Rocco talks about creating realistic expectations based on your practice schedule. Until then, keep imagining what's possible. Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.